Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
As you might have noticed, AI is quickly becoming a part of many businesses all over the world. But what is AI? AI stands for Artificial Intelligence. It's a technology that makes machines such as computers and robots think and act like humans. AI can even learn from data and improve its performance over time without being specifically programmed to do so. A few examples of AI you're probably already familiar with include voice assistants that can control smart devices. Raise your hand if you have an Alexa at home. That's artificial intelligence. Self-driving cars that can navigate roads. Tesla, raise your hand, all right? So this has been for a while, right? Chatbots that can answer questions. So we've covered what AI is, but what about AI isn't? AI is not a human being or a living thing. For example, what we're doing today, a lot of what we're diving into is called ChatGPT. It's a particular part of the user's artificial intelligence. It is called reactionary because it depends on human input to give you what you need, right? It's like if you ask it stupid questions, you're gonna get stupid answers. If you give it intelligent questions, you're gonna get intelligent answers. As simple as that. So just like LeBron James can win championships and hundreds of millions of dollars, and I cannot do anything with that same basketball, the same thing with tools like ChatGPT. Some people are gonna become very successful with it because they know what to ask and they know how to use it. And some people would just think it's a threat to society or complain about it or have trouble with it. So it really depends on the user of that particular tool. AI is not a replacement for creativity as it is designed to follow specific rules and algorithms. Any of you have heard the word generative when you talk about AI? Generative, okay, they use that. All these tools are generative machines. Why are they generative? Because they generate content based on inspiration or what you ask of it. That's all they do. They're not, this is not the iRobot Will Smith scenario of robots taking over the world. This is something that is entirely dependent on your ability to input things into it so they can give you back what is gonna help you get there faster. AI is not always accurate. It can make mistakes or produce biased results if the data is incomplete, inaccurate, or skewed. It's not only for large companies, AI, right? AI is not only for large companies, and in fact, many AI tools and services are now affordable and accessible to small businesses. I'm gonna talk about that more in detail. Despite what some people might say, if you think about the history of the world in general, when it comes to like opportunities and marketing and all these things, social media was a threat. Social media was gonna ruin society. And now is the main reason why the economy has been able to sustain itself. Without social media, businesses would have completely melted down during the disaster of the COVID pandemic. But they stayed afloat. They keep on talking about a recession, but we still have business opportunities. Why? Because social media presented an opportunity to businesses like us at AGM Marketing and Natural Slim. We actually broke records every year. Why? Social media. What does that mean? That we are able to feed hundreds of employees, we're able to provide our services to thousands of people, millions of people watch our content because we have this thing called social media that used to be a threat or used to be the reason why our children were lost or doomed, right? That's something that repeats itself over and over and over again. People see these things as threats when they don't really understand them. If you think about the word fear, fear is a word that is directly proportional to the unknownness of something. When you don't know something, you're afraid of it. It's like if you think about a dark alley, you're walking through a dark alley. The reason you're afraid is because you don't see what's happening behind those little corners. You don't see the potential threat that could be there waiting for you, all right? That's very important to understand. When we don't understand something, we attack it. When we don't know what it could mean, we attack it. So how do we overcome that? We basically have to understand it. We have to acquire knowledge. We have to get an understanding of what it could mean for us to be able to really determine if there's a danger on it or not, right? So AI is not new. Let's take a quick look at a few key moments of AI's history. Incredible, but you're looking at an 80-year history since people started talking about AI. You can even talk about even earlier than that, artificial intelligence being talked about in science fiction for way longer than that. Two scientists, Warren McCulloch and Walter Pitts wrote a paper about how the brain works, and they created a model, artificial neural networks. This helped researchers later develop computer programs that can learn like humans. 1950, the term artificial intelligence is coined at a conference in Dartmouth College. 1950, right? So talk about overnight success, or like, oh my God, the world's gonna end, AI, right? It's not really where we're at. The first AI program called the Logic Theorist is created by Alan Newell and J.C. Shaw. In 1966, the ELISA program, the first AI-powered chatbot, for those of you that thought that chatbots were something modern of our era, is created by Joseph Weizenbaum. 1997, IBM's Deep Blue, these are like crucial moments in the history of artificial intelligence, it defeats the world chess champion. Imagine that. The most like complicated sport or most intelligence-driven sport. Some people call it a sport, some people call it a game. Gary Kasparov in a six-game match. So the guy over here is actually using the computer to determine the next move. That's all he's doing. And he beat the champion of the world, right? 2011, IBM's Watson computer, is that real moments in history, wins a TV game show, Jeopardy, against two human champions. 2015, Google's AlphaGo program beats the world champion in the game of Go, right? And so on. 2020 is the start of this thing called OpenAI's. GPT-3 was what it all started. Natural language processing model is released, which is one of the largest and most powerful language models to date, all right? A language model. In fact, you're more familiar with AI than you might even realize. Google products and services, Google search, used for AI search, query predictions, and personalized results. My goal with the next few slides is to make it clear that AI is not a new phenomenon. We've been using it for a long, long, long time. We just didn't call it that. We just took it for granted.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.